Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, April the 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a half a cent, 435 and three quarters, May wheat up 2 cents, 569 and a quarter, and May beans up 3¾ cents at 1188 and three quarters. A little bit higher to start the week here. We came back from a little bit lower prices to close a little bit higher here. We've still got the funds heavily short corn, short 241 corn, short 70 wheat, short 116 beans. That's a little bit less than we thought. They're short 36,000 meal, but they're now long 11,000 oil. Obviously, this week we have quite a bit coming up. We've got the inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got crop progress at 3 o'clock. It should show the wheat in good shape, should show corn planting off to a pretty good start. We've got good weather here in Illinois. The planting date is 2 days away. I think guys might get a little early start here. If the weather's good, we're going to be 70 degrees in Chicago here today. We've got the eclipse at about 1:08 Chicago time here. I don't think that'll have much impact on the market. We've got the WASDE report, which is the big thing on Thursday, plus export sales on Thursday. The WASDE report, the general consensus is corn stocks are going to be lower than expected and bean stocks higher than expected. I'm not sure the beans will be quite as high as what they're thinking. They're looking for a pretty big increase because of the absolute terrible export sales. But we're also seeing great demand out here in terms of the crush. So we'll see if any of that gets offset or not. For the most part, we're going to have pretty good weather around the country. For planting, we're going to have heavy rains in the northern delta and southern Midwest. But I think we're going to see pretty good ratings tonight. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can get some short covering rally here, give farmers a chance to sell some more grain. They're just holding on to too much grain. And I think that if we see any kind of a rally here, we've got to be looking to sell it. At the end of the month, we're going to have the May contracts. We'll get first notice day at the end of the month. We expect to see fairly farmer-heavy selling out here. They've got a lot of these May basis contracts on. They either have to roll them, which I don't think they will, or price them, which will take a lot of the grain out of the farmer hands. So I'm hoping that's the case, that we have heavy deliveries against the May contract, and that we can move higher out here once we see the heavy deliveries. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.